Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miran.
Yeah, this is Jeff Bell. It's Thursday, December 6, 2012.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be different every time all season. I didn't put this on myself. Somebody else put it on me, and I don't know who it was.
Episode 8.39, the Week 14 preview show.
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas.
Do you know there's only four more weeks of football?
Of regular season football. Before the second season begins.
Yes.
The thought of what I'm going to do on Monday night without Monday Night Football and Talk Sport, extra time.
Thursday night? What about me? That ends sooner.
It's the same thing as my point.
No, you have Monday night all the way till the end.
I don't. The season ends on Sunday. All matches end on December 30th.
There's not a final Monday Night Football game?
There's not a final Monday Night Football game. All games end on Sunday. He has to go check. That's what I'm amazed at.
No,
I'm right 2% of the time, and he feels some need to verify things that I know to be factual.
This is so the opposite of what I'm doing, because you're the one who always verifies me. I'm
who's
looking
right 98% of the time based on my logic.
Figure out what it is I'm doing.
I'm
going to find out when the last Thursday night game is.
Oh, it's that week. They make everybody play on Sunday? 16 games on Sunday is too many. We've got 10 a.m. games.
I don't know what the feeling
with
is.
Too much testosterone? You think I got performance-enhancing drugs in my system? Is that what you're saying?
Something's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. My son posted a holiday picture for his new Facebook status.
Not that.
That is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my life. His section is battling a contest to win a prize, and they've chosen the theme of sexy Santa. And so all the guys in the section are posed various provocative poses being sexy Santa, and my son's really caught me off guard, I'll say that.
Yeah,
it had your daughter asking why Jordan is wearing panties.
Yes.
To give some ideas to the inappropriateness of these photos.
It was very funny.
And he made his new Facebook what do you call it?
Your main Facebook profile picture. Yeah. So I had it up because I had just seen it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm giggling.
You were assaulted.
And then Emma comes around, and she sees it, and she just yells, screams literally at the top of her lung for the whole world to hear, why is Jordan wearing panties?
Why is Jordan wearing panties that say, I want all this, or you'll want
Santa,
all this.
Santa
all
wants, I want
all I want is all this.
Yes, something like that. I don't know what
it is. Yeah.
But anyways, so I'm checking. See, week 15 is the last Thursday. There is no week 16 Thursday.
Basically, December 30th, all games play, all games over.
So week 15, the final Thursday night football game of the season.
Is any good?
And that is a matchup between the Cincinnati Bengals and Philadelphia Eagles. So that is that.
All I know
but
is
then week 16, instead of a Thursday night game, there is Saturday night football. And ESPN is doing Saturday night football on the week 16.
They used to do that back in the olden days.
Falcons-Lions. So that's
there was no
at least
college
be
football.
Interesting. And then week 17, all games are being played on Sunday.
Why not 10 a.m. just to screw with Scott Hansen and watch his head explode at Red Zone Channel?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games in the morning. 12 10 a.m. games, only 4 afternoon games.
We should call that the Adderall special.
I would think that if Cowboys Redskins has playoff implications,
they'll flex it to the afternoon game. To the afternoon game. Can they flex to the afternoon game?
They can always move to afternoon.
Well, man, there's 10 a.m. games this week. I am really befuddled because most of them are quite good. There's only 3 of them that are dogs.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough. It might be a Buffalo Wild Wings Sunday.
However, there's a possibility that Cardinals, Niners, that's not going to have playoff implications. I might. I don't know.
You don't know. So we're at that point where basically it would take Professor Playoffs to explain this. Thanks for getting that out there on Facebook.
Well, I just wanted to see
what kind of reaction
you would get. People were interested.
People reacted, Stephen.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. They reacted.
How many?
I was offended just to see it shoved out to my little timeline there. It's like, Stephen has posted this, voted this. Oh, my gosh, no.
Let's see. So
Sharon has voted
in
this.
Over 39 40 votes.
Small sample.
Small
of
sample.
The audience.
But the majority.
Small majority.
Almost half. There's 40 votes and 18 people have said yes.
Wow.
That's almost half.
And what kind of people respond to polls like that? But really twisted, demented people that are really obviously wrong.
Two people have said maybe. Who are they? Who are the maybes?
Get off the fence.
Lance and Roy.
Okay, get off the fence, Lance and Roy.
Because
you could have given Steven his easy 50% that he was looking for. Yeah. But that would also mean 50% are against, would it not?
No.
If there's 40 votes and 20 of them were yes, then 20 of them would be no, according to simple math.
Yeah.
So apparently it's not nearly as much a landslide as the president and you would believe.
I'm doing bad math. It's not 40 votes. It's 30 votes. So it's an even smaller sampling.
Why don't people vote?
So if almost 20 only about 10.
Why are you staying at home with your computer open, not clicking on our
Facebook page? Have you seen the new Lexus commercial? Let's get to that after we start. After we start the show. Start the show.
Start it! It's time to sing along. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Chili sauce.
Da, 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 da.
Bringing American football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis
with NFL Rants and Rays.
Congratulations, Jeffrey. That was the longest.
Pre-ramble? We've done longer pre-rambles.
No, 6:43.
What, of this season? We've done longer pre-rambles before. We forgot once.
Yeah, I think we did forget once. Hold on. A buddy of mine, you know Matt, right?
I know Benson.
Benson says, did you see the new Star Trek teaser?
No. Do we have to stop the show to watch the new Star Trek teaser?
We may need to. Jeff, we don't watch movies anymore with me, and it makes me sad a little bit.
How on earth would we when my daughters needed to babysit your children?
Which means that they're over here watching my children, so we should be able to go out together.
Well, we saw a movie in the last decade. I'm certain
of it.
Yeah,
I think the last time we went to go see a movie
Titanic?
Together.
Titanic?
No, we saw... Super 8 together. And that was a while. That was last late.
Speaking
last.
Of Star Trek, didn't Murray Abrams do...
J.J. Abrams.
J.B. Abrams. Yes, Star- yes. Huh?
You got the Abrams part. Good for you. Matt's saying, looks awesome, dude. Make sure you watch it. Midnight showing, question mark?
Dude, all I care about is that... what's a fortnight? I don't remember. Is that 10 days? We looked it up once.
Was 14 days. It was 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Was it really?
I think that's
well. A week from tomorrow, Les Mis, and it's going to be amazing. Can't wait. I'm tearing in anticipation.
2 weeks. A period of 14 days. A fortnight.
So
is 14. Days.
14.
Yes.
Night. Fortnight. 14 night. Basically.
So in a fortnight, Les Mis?
No. A week from
two,
a
four,
week.
Six.
A week. 1 week. 1 week. 1 week.
Yeah? 2, 4, 6, 1. I nailed it again,
week.
Right?
Yes, you did.
I'm getting the number down. It's good. I hope that make you laugh, honey. Anyways, because I know she's listening, and she just cannot wait for it.
You got her flowers yesterday.
I did.
You know how much pressure that puts on the rest of us?
Yeah, because it was just for no reason, just because I love her.
That's all the more problematic with the rest of us.
I'm sorry.
The rest of the women go... Honey, why don't you ever do that nonsense?
I didn't know she was going to post it on Facebook for the world.
Works, guys, when you man up and give your lady flowers for no good reason, it puts pressure on the rest of us because women can't just say, wasn't that nice? Their lame friends go, honey, how come you never do that? What? No, just shut up and celebrate your friend. Celebrate your friend that she's got a great man and leave it. Leave it alone.
She did get like 20 likes or something.
Yeah, and all those gals, none of them were guys, all those gals, they're calling their ex-husbands. You know why we're not married? Because you never did what Steven did. And he's like, you know why we're not married? Because that lady just called me.
And you know the funny
am
thing?
Am I wrong?
The funny thing is that... I actually arranged that myself. That's a Steven Miranda arrangement.
That was it.
Like, I bought everything
separately. Because it's cheaper.
Put it together.
And
yeah,
you don't have two nickels to rub together. All I'm thinking as a guy is, how the hell did you pay for that? I'm a guy.
Because you do it, you know.
You're right. You buy
separate.
The flowers separately. Yes, from. Then, did you get them on...
I got them at Vons. I was there at Vons. And I mean,
Vons.
Literally,
can't beat it.
I'll tell you off air how much the entire arrangement costs.
I think Trisha wants to know. I know my sister. She, no matter how much she loves you, she's counting the pennies, and she's stressed about that.
No,
because
she's not.
See, the thing about great women won't say, "Honey, why'd you spend that money?"
Yeah,
they're thinking it, but they don't say it because they're great women. And my sister's a great woman.
Yeah, she is. She's not. No, she's not. Thinking
Mark
it.
Sanchez, not the new quarterback for the New York Jets.
The new quarterback.
And I write in my powerful rankings that may he rest in peace. And Rex says, "Oh no, 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 not so fast, Mr. Ellis. We really enjoyed the McElroy experience, but we're going back to Tebow. We're going to Jacksonville. So we need Mark Sanchez's special touch there for the really Jackson.
The only piece of news I want to touch on is that Commissioner Roger Goodell's on the cover of Time magazine.
It's too early to be man of the year.
And he's the December 17th cover story.
Interesting.
And he's talking about
very interested
removing kickoffs from the game.
That's been coming.
And I'm not going to say anything about this today. I'm going to let it digest. I'm going to let it sit with
me. You're going to germinate on it?
I am. I'm going to germinate. I don't know if stuff's going to festate and, I'm going to come out with a rant or just going to germinate and then I'll come up with a comment.
I want you to germinate. I want you to actually become German.
Become German. I don't know. Although I could, it's
sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I don't speak any Deutsch.
Good.
I don't speak any Deutsch.
Stephen, I didn't know that. You were the first one to bring that to my attention, the Time magazine piece, and that he's on the cover. But with the moves of player safety being paramount these days, in case anyone's scratching their heads going, why would they do that? It is for player safety. And it seems almost to be a foregone conclusion given the discussions I have and the discussions that I'm privy to with guys in the know, a Jeff Fisher kind of things, and being on the competition committee, former chair of the competition committee, these things seem almost like foregone conclusions. And I must say, the people making these decisions aren't happy about it either. Okay. So while they may be supporting this, eliminating the kickoff, they don't want to do it.
Yeah, but let me tell you this scenario that they're contemplating. And this is a Sean Gregory writing
from
Time. Well,
what we used to do when we were kids, which is throw it as far as you can.
No. Here you go. After a touchdown or a field goal, instead of kicking off, the team that just scored would get the ball at its own 30-yard line, and it would be 4th and 20. And you would have the option of either punting it away.
But see, if you're playing against the Dallas Cowboys, you go for it and you make it.
Wow.
Truth hurts, I know. Okay. But that's a fundamental shift in
Seeing
the game.
As recently it's happened 4th and 29, I would have said the San Diego Chargers, but that's just me.
Them too. But what you're talking about there is a fundamental change in the
game.
That
is a huge change.
They're starting with the ball at the 20, which is what I assume they would do.
Right. I would just think if you're going to eliminate kickoffs, if someone scores, you give it to the other team at their own 20-yard line.
That's right. The only thing that makes any reasonable
but this
sense.
Is
and that's
the
still
scoring team gets the ball on 4th and 20. You know what? That eliminates onside kick. Because
maybe
I just scored.
That's the point.
Now I just scored.
Now I
go for it on 4th and 20. And if I make it, I still got the ball.
And I get it, the ball back.
And I don't have to worry about the other team taking the ball.
I can score 49 points in a matter of 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Without the need for an onside kick.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've thought about that.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I mean, I had to put it in. I had to overstate it. To make it, that's the best way to get clarity sometimes is to push it to its extreme and go, could that really happen? Well, no, not that, but something pretty close could.
Yeah.
You could score a boatload of points without ever doing an onside kick.
Without the other team ever getting the ball on offense.
Exactly. Never having the chance with the ball in their hands.
Yes.
That's not right.
Yeah.
So, the one thing about the NFL that I do like, Stephen, ultimately and it's Goodell's thing, is we just want to get it right. Yeah. And they do get it right. Eventually.
But the thing is, the whole thing with this scenario, a punt is still like a kickoff. You still have the return. I guess you just don't have, you know, guys running
the gunner going down
70 yards right. down the field and
with the full head of steam to blow somebody up.
It's, you know what, just leave.
Just put dresses on them.
Leave the game alone. Leave it alone. Please. Well, leave it alone.
I think, again, that part of, you know, part of the rant about gun control coming out of the tragedy in Kansas City is that people don't want to deal with the fact that there are tragedies and that there are losses and that life is inherently not safe. Football is certainly inherently not safe. Right. And there's no amount of rules you can put in place that's going to make a violent game safe. So either just kill the sport altogether or accept that it's going to be some level of unsafe and that's okay. And we hate it when people get really injured or maybe even killed, which has happened. More often than not, people that suffer a neck injury or spinal cord injury, and that's horrible. But that is part of the risk of playing sport really at any level. I saw one of my daughter's teammates, she did a backward kick, and she landed on her head.
Yeah.
She did a bicycle kick? What do you call it?
Windmill kick.
And she landed on her head when she finished. She did not calculate her landing. This is soccer. This is hardly the NFL.
Right.
And look, she could have been killed in that, and that would have been horrible. Therefore, we eliminate that kick? No, it's one of the most exciting plays in the sport, and it's one of the most athletic plays in the sport.
But if someone were to severely get injured from it,
then we eliminate it. We can't eliminate tragedy out of life, people.
Yes.
And we need to do reasonable steps to make it safer. But not try and eliminate risk. Anytime you try and eliminate risk, you will eliminate fun. That's why there's no kids outside playing outside. Like Steve and I grew up doing, who are sitting here alive and well before you, despite not wearing bike helmets ever.
Jumping canyon. I used to jump a canyon. Okay, maybe not like as big as the Grand Canyon.
Maybe not, since there isn't one.
There was a ditch.
Now it's a ditch.
Well, it's a ditch that we call the canyon. When you're 8 years old, the size of this ditch
is the Grand
Canyon,
which
is about, I don't know, the equivalent of maybe.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of far.
Yeah,
kind of,
but not that far from us.
You see, I mean, the span of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yes, the span of the.
You know, you could actually drive to the Grand Canyon from El Paso before you get to the other side of the Grand Canyon.
Have you ever gone to elementary school recently?
Oh my God.
And doesn't everything seem tiny?
Well, first of all, I was freakishly big. Remember, I was the tallest person on
campus.
But
it still got to seem tiny to you.
It does, but I was 6 foot when I left there. And I'm 6'4 now. I'm actually 6'3 now because I'm shrinking.
Last time I was in El Paso, I went to my elementary school and I stood.
Yeah, and your head nearly hits the posts and stuff.
And at stood at one end of the hallway, and I remember that this hallway to me.
It was interminable.
Used to go on and on. And I was across it in like 10 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I remember this taking a lot longer.
As Bob Costas says, it gives us perspective.
So this ditch.
It gives us perspective.
As a kid, we used to build ramps out of wood that were unstable to begin with.
We built our base ramps. We took the Little League fences and we'd roll them up. Because they were wooden picket fences.
Right.
We'd roll them up, and then we would take some plywood from probably stolen from a building site.
Somewhere.
Probably.
And then
we'd ride bikes, and we'd jump. And we'd lay kids down, and we'd jump kids. That was our thing.
We used to do crazy stuff.
Yeah,
we
you
did
know
it
what?
Without bikes.
Did anybody die in your friends?
No.
Did anybody get seriously injured?
No. I don't even think any of my buddies ever broke a bone.
I sprained my wrist when I crashed Mark's bike.
Okay.
Jumping a bunch of guys because Mark gave me the great advice. My brother, he gave me great advice, but he didn't know that I would misuse the advice.
Right.
Which is make sure when you hit the top of the ramp that you pull up. He didn't realize that his little big brother is freakishly strong.
Right.
So when I pulled up, the bike kind of went upside down. Yeah. It went upside down in midair.
You tried to do a 360 before 360s
were invented. Exactly.
Yes.
And I landed on my back on the landing ramp and tumbled down the landing ramp with the bike and somewhere sprained.
But you do realize how cool you would have been had you pulled off the 360.
Steven?
The kids would have been like, telling that story forever, and now they'd be watching the acting like, freaking Ellis did that before anybody even know how to do that.
1974, I saw Ellis do that. But Ellis would have wet his pants.
You fell backwards.
Ellis would have wet his pants regardless. Because second I got upside down,
yeah,
like this was, isn't good.
Yeah.
This isn't, mind you, I was a swimmer. That was my sport,
yeah.
Which meant we spent a lot of time high diving,
yeah,
just for fun. So I know what being upside down feels like.
Yeah.
And when there's water underneath you, it's all good. You got, yeah, time to change it up. When there's just wood and kids underneath you, there's nothing good that's going to happen.
Yeah, this is not.
Well, yeah, if you actually turn it all the way around, theoretically, but that hadn't been invented.
Yes.
I was not a very brave kid, Stephen. I just did it because everyone else was doing it.
The thing about me, I'm not saying that I was brave, but
yeah,
if other people were doing it, I'm going to do it.
No, I jumped off a roof and because I just everybody remember, else was doing it. Would you jump off a roof if everyone else did it? I did, yeah, actually, and I hurt myself.
I remember the first time I jumped off the roof, yeah. I thought I was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Because
I landed, like, everybody else was kind of, like, landing awkwardly.
You should land and roll, first of all, you know, if you don't want to hurt yourself.
No, I just land and bend your knees.
Okay, fine. But and I would say for those that aren't athletic,
everybody
like
was
that.
Kind of, like, you know, going all over the place, and I did it, and I kind of landed.
Spidey.
I just thought, I was Spider-Man, dude. Did you see me come off that roof? And then I was never afraid of doing it. The thing is, once you do something, you're never afraid of it. I'm never afraid of it. It's that first time that you do it. There's the fear.
You know, Steve, it's just like a new level of Angry Birds.
Well, you're afraid every time you do it the first time?
Well, yeah, there's this constant dread of, you know, will I get it right?
Did I send that bird to the right place?
Is that the right angle? I mean, honestly, is that the direction? Should I have gone after the teeth?
And then once you do it again.
Then, oh, man, it's so much. It's just like that. Isn't life like that?
Are you still playing Angry Birds?
Finished space.
You did the space. So now you're doing the Star Wars one?
No. No,
are
Steven,
you getting the
I
Star
won't
Wars?
Go
get
there.
The Star Wars.
I won't go there.
Get the Star Wars. Did you see that, like, they're, like, thinking about getting the whole cast back together again?
For an Angry
from
Birds?
The original Star Wars?
I know that. No, that's really not the original cast as much as it's the sadness of Mark Hamill not being able to move on with his life. He's been sitting on his couch waiting for this for, like, 35 years. It's virtually true. And if you've seen Corvette Summer, you know what I mean.
Okay, I've never seen Corvette Summer.
It's really sad. So we've got a lot of games to talk about.
Let's go and do it. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
The Houston Texans.
Why were you doing like a drunk Cookie Monster?
I wanted to do monster voices.
It was drunk.
I like monster voices.
Okay.
I like voices.
All right, Monday Night Football. We have to wait all weekend to get to El Juego Grande.
Waiting all day for Monday night.
Yes. And then in Jeff's head, it goes, waiting all day to see those legs. All right.
That's Sunday night, but this is just
Sunday night.
Monday night will be simply John Gruden and Mike Tirico, and they're fine.
That's true.
Their opens have sucked since Hank Williams is gone.
Last week it was.
Do you acknowledge their opens have sucked since Hank's been gone?
What?
Since Hank was retired against his will.
Yeah.
The openings have sucked largely.
It's a different version. It's a different group every week.
And it's generally sucked.
Mick Jagger last week was pretty good.
Why was it Mick Jagger? He's a Brit. Have the Jags moved over there yet?
Okay, and Brits apparently don't like American football.
Brits hate American football, Stephen. You don't know that? When I go on television tomorrow talking to Britain, I will inform them that they hate it.
I will pay you.
Richard's very nervous right now. He's,
pay you money.
Oh, no, not
to
again.
To inform Brits.
That they
hate.
You know, I think Rich takes our minor celebrity with a bit of humble pie because he's like, oh, I started this nonsense. Oh, this is my fault. When it goes bad, and he's certain it's going to go bad at some point. Oh, what? This is my fault.
Rich, when have we ever let you down, man?
When does Rich not worry?
That's
my question. There you go.
Is that just like a British thing, though, to worry?
Wallowing in sadness is a British thing.
Okay.
But worry, I don't know. The weather, they like to talk about the weather a lot.
They do.
They do.
But Haley was angry at us because we were in great weather and she was in stormy rain.
News flash. What's behind us on television is a green screen. And it is a DVD.
They don't need to
it's
know that.
It's a DVD. And if you look for the bird diving, it'll dive at the same time every single segment.
Yes.
What it was actually outside was rain last Friday. Yeah. So let's just be clear about that.
Monday Night Football.
Texans and Patriots. Been waiting all season for this.
11-1, 9-3, a win for the Texans. They win their division. A loss means that
addition to the win,
yes,
they could actually clinch the first round bye.
Would they do the bye?
They could do that with some help.
They could do that.
Isn't that crazy?
They could do that. Well, you don't allow me to get Professor Playoffs in here. He would give you all those.
I called him, and the damnedest thing, Steven.
You called him. No wonder he's not answering my phone.
Well, he wouldn't return my message.
Well, you shot him last time.
It was a flesh wound.
Okay.
Merely a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Merely a flesh wound.
I think that...
He won't return my calls. Here's the specific message I left. You... Slimy SOB. I'll be polite for radio.
Okay.
Steven wants your sorry blank down here at the cave to blank.
Why
blank,
would you
blank.
Leave a message? That is a horrible message to leave somebody.
Steven, do you want me to lie?
What would you do if someone left you a message that started with you slimy SOB?
Well, they've got my attention now.
Would you call them back?
It depends who they were.
Oh, okay. Right.
What if it's Oprah and she wants me to jump up and down on her couch and she starts with that? I might take the call.
I don't know if I would, actually.
Okay, well, look, I will leave it to you to be in
touch with him. Although, I might be on Ellen next week.
Going to go on be in the audience? That's cool.
No, be on her show if I win.
Ah. I've heard four people have entered, so you've got a 25% chance.
There you go. I think I've got a good story to tell. And apparently their people think that it's at least a decent story to throw by her. So we'll see. Maybe I'm on and see what Ellen does for me this holiday season. Because she's doing a lot of great things for people.
Is she?
Yes. Do you know that for every follower...
I should
follower,
really watch more television.
You really should. For every follower she's getting on Twitter, she's giving $1 to Toys for Tots, which is amazing.
I think that program's horrible, Steven. All it does is it makes needy children have fun. Wait, that's a good thing.
Will you please tell people that you're
joking? That's really good.
Yeah. She picked it. She's kind of teaming up with JCPenney and Walgreens. She's been doing that for a while. And she sent like all these people. She said, bring a toy to this Walgreens and, you know, you'll get a shot to win a prize. And like 10,000 people showed up with toys.
You did?
No, I didn't, but like 10,000 people. It was not here.
So you're going to be on her show, but
Walgreens,
you didn't do anything good.
It was a Walgreens in Wisconsin. Okay. So I could not.
Oshkosh?
If she,
Oshkosh?
No, but there was a girl from Oshkosh there. And that's exactly how she said it.
Love Oshkosh.
But I'm really, Ellen, all the great thing. If you're listening, all the great things that you do, man, that is super cool.
She does do a lot of good.
And then I'm sorry that your New Orleans Saints are basically eliminated from the playoffs. Sorry, honey.
It'll be official this week.
Yeah.
But right now,
we're
somewhere else.
Texans Patriots.
Well, I'm picking the challenge game, so I get
you
to go second. So I get to go second.
You get to go second.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, as I kind of alluded to earlier.
I made my picks yesterday,
before,
just to be clear.
Well, before we started, I alluded to I'm taking very little road teams this week.
Me too. Because there aren't many road teams worth taking. That would be the best reason.
Exactly. Very few road teams. I got the New England Patriots just because I think they're playing a little bit hotter right now. They're playing a little bit hotter football.
What I like best about the New England Patriots, and I've got them too, is the Stephen Ridley experience.
Yeah, you know.
There's something to be said about being able to run the ball for a team that is a high-flying, acrobatic, offensively oriented club that likes to run up scores.
Yeah.
Okay, when you can run the ball, that is a literal game-changing moment when you can slow the game down and you are a prolific offense.
But the Houston Texans...
And they're playing good defense, Steven. The reason you're taking the Patriots, Steven, and me, is because the Patriots' defense has been stiffening. They're at home. It's Monday Night Football in prime time. Houston's experience in prime time is so limited, it's not even funny.
It is. But
for Tom Brady, been there, done that a billion times.
But their defense kind of stepped it up a little bit, too. So
Houston's defense is terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be.
There's a reason it's El Juego Grande. This game could go either way.
Yeah.
But that's why, if you're being sensible and you really want to predict this accurately, you're safest taking the home team.
You are.
Because, look, even Vegas is only making it a half-point difference on neutral ground. It's 3.5.
That's true.
And this is that good of a game. This should be the AFC Championship game.
It most likely will.
And I hope so. And I look forward to it again. Although, and it will be in Houston.
If the Patriots were somehow to lose this game and the Broncos won.
Yeah.
Then
Where is Professor Playoff when we need him?
You shot the dude. You know what? I'm going to reach out to the brother. I'm going to bring him back.
I have a microphone somewhere.
I'm going to bring him back.
I'd have to open the zipper.
Well, I've got another microphone over there.
I'd have to open the zipper.
Thank you for opening it.
To actually let him in.
You know what, people? We'll have him back next week. I just made an executive decision.
Well, I may get sick. just saying. Flu bugs going around.
Okay.
We both got the Patriots there. We like
them.
Games of impotence. If it's impotent to you, it's impotent to me. Important Cowboys
we'll start
at Bengals.
Out, yeah, Dallas going to Cincinnati.
Huge.
Adam Pac-Man Jones saying that while his time in Dallas, he really said
hated
some horrible
everyone.
Things about the coaches, saying that the coaching there was horrible.
So that's why his career is in ruin?
And yeah, basically.
Huh.
And
nothing to do with a strip club? Throwing money up in the air?
Wade Phillips. You really threw Wade Phillips on the air. I'm like, Wade is doing great in Texas right now.
But does anybody think Wade Phillips is a great head coach?
No, but he handled the defense
He's
as well.
He's a fabulous defensive coordinator.
Yeah. I don't think he really liked the secondary coach was Dave Campo, and I don't think Pac-Man liked Campo at all. I mean, just witnessing
them mutual.
At practice. Yeah, he yeah.
You know what? When you are an athlete on a team and you don't like your coach, guess who's got to change? Okay? I've been through this with both my kids. Not currently, but I have been through this with both my kids where they have had crazy coaches. Bad coaches.
Yes.
Coaches who don't use them properly. Coaches who lead to losses. And guess who has to suck it up? The player.
Player.
You can't change the coach, dude. You've got to adapt. And I've never heard my kids.
Adapt or
I've
die.
Never heard my kids speak ill of their coaches either. You know why? Because they move on.
Yes.
Oh, move on? Huh. Yeah. Is that something that Pac-Man's done? Apparently not. Dude, move on.
Well, this is for me a game of who needs it most. And
they both do.
The Bengals, because they still are going to be facing the Pittsburgh Steelers here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Can slip
and the
up.
Ravens. A couple weeks.
I thought they were done with the Ravens.
No, they got the Ravens and the Steelers still on their schedule. They need this game so badly. The Dallas Cowboys. If they lose this game, their playoff chances are virtually done, but not entirely done.
Yeah,
they're virtually done.
It's done.
The Bengals must win this game. The Bengals are at home. The Bengals are a playoff team. They were last year.
Well, only one of the Steelers Bengals are going to get in. Only one.
Agreed.
Because.
Agreed.
Of.
We've been saying, who's it going to be?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Because the Colts have virtually locked this thing up. There's only one wild card up for grab, and that's going to the NFC North. Question is whom? And we don't know. Ben Roethlisberger, they're going to shove out there way too early this week, we know.
With them playing Dallas and Philadelphia in back-to-back weeks, Cincinnati can position themselves to be the team.
If you follow my power rankings, which most people don't, but if you follow them, I've been writing they will be 9-5, and then unfortunately they've got the Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and they'll end up 9-7. Enjoy your relatively soft teams right now because you're not getting them at the end of the season when you really could use them
to
make a playoff run. You're not going to make the playoffs probably at 9-7. And it's going to be because of that pesky schedule that's just unfortunate.
Well, if you've got them at 9-7, then you've got them winning this game.
I do. And that's
I do not.
And that's no secret or surprise.
It should be.
Steven, do I think the Cowboys can win this game? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think the Cowboys could find 10 ways to Sunday to figure out how to lose this game? Absolutely. Dallas Cowboys, unfortunately, they are that team that they will find new ways to lose. They're just – if I were a fan –
they would be irritating me to death because they've been so inconsistent. The injuries have been so overwhelming. And then the way that they have managed their injury situation has been so questionable, if you ask me.
The thing about the Bengals, I think right now the way to attack the Cowboys is with the run game. We saw that over the last couple weeks.
Okay.
You can run on Dallas.
Who's Cincinnati going to throw out there to run on you?
They're middle of the road.
Right.
I'm not sure they'll have that success running the ball. They're going to have to rely on Andy Dalton. I don't think he gets it done.
He is Andy.
And I think with the return of DeMarco Murray, I think now Jason Garrett can get off his high horse saying, I have to run the ball, and trying to prove people.
Here's that a guy named Tim that's now going to be running the ball for us.
And
it sounds like you don't think that the law firm can move at will.
He hasn't been that successful this season.
He has racked up 885 yards. That's not a bad season.
It's not a bad season.
It's not what people expected.
Right.
People were expecting 1,300, 1,400 yards out of him, and he's not going to get there.
No.
But he can get 125 against this Cowboys team.
I'm not sure.
I've got a torn dollar.
I've got a dollar. Why the torn one? No, you give me a real one or there's no bet.
I got so many dollars, it's not even funny.
I want real dollar.
Real
dollar. I'm in for that.
No, I'm gonna revise it in the proper direction.
Okay.
Buck five.
You just buck said 125.
Buck five rushing. That's a lot,
all right,
Steven.
Well, it's not a lot, but okay.
It's reasonable, though. I'm trying to make a reason.
Buck 10.
No. Buck five. I'm going well over 100 yards. That's what I'm saying. 105.
5 yards is not well over 100.
5%. And anybody who wouldn't take 5% nowadays
10%.
On it. No.
10%.
No.
110.
107.
Done.
And I got to put it in the show notes or I'll forget. And so will you. That's what's sad.
I don't forget. You're the one who's got to put it in. And then you've got it in there to verify what I say is right.
Firm yards. Running yards. Rushing yards. We're talking about
rushing yards, yes.
I'm not going to even add on the passing yards, which he will get.
Rushing yards only.
$1 Rooney.
People are like, really? Are they really Benny Dollars in there?
They sure are.
We are.
And it's that illegal, friends, because we live in America. We're American.
The Chicago Bears and the NFC North divisional rival going to Minnesota to face the Vikings. Vikings hosting the Bears. Jeffrey, who do you like?
Hail to the Vikings.
The Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago.
Steven, I just making up a Viking song.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Well, the problem with the Vikings, I think, is Legion. I don't know who I used that with. You didn't read my power rankings at all, did you? I put down that a team's problems are Legion. The name is Legion. And that's a New Testament reference to a particular demon-possessed person who was brought to Jesus, and when Jesus asked him to identify himself, he said his name was Legion, for there was many inside of him.
Yes.
And the problems with the Vikings are Legion. All they got is Adrian Peterson. Now, what you've got is Adrian Peterson indoors, at home, fast track, 100, 200 yards, maybe, against the Bears, maybe. This defense is old. They played on Monday Night Football. They played overtime. They've lost Brian Urlacher.
In the middle of their defense.
Old team that plays overtime. Oh, my. Yeah. Bad. But you know what's worse? The Minnesota Vikings. Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, that little tandem, will do whatever it takes to beat the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm actually taking Minnesota for the sweep.
Whew.
Now, just
know that I started with Vikings.
Yeah.
In fact, it's Vikings in my notes.
I was about to say, just to caution you, a little cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale.
A few weeks ago, I picked Minnesota, you picked Chicago. You made it the challenge game, and I wound up winning.
That is a baiting tactic right there, if ever you've heard
not
one.
Baiting.
That is a baiting tactic.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Reminding me of history. And
that's all I do. Well, that's all I do.
But he knows me so well that I would double down. Am I mistaken that you don't know me that well?
I was just giving the facts.
Information.
Yes.
Look, Minnesota is not what they were a few weeks ago, but neither is Chicago. These are both teams on the descent.
Yes.
And despite their records, and I think people would have
someone,
to.
I hope I wasn't too mean to the person on Twitter who tried to give us a music lesson, telling us that decrescendo is not the opposite of crescendo. And so I just sent them the Webster's Merriam Dictionary
You
definition.
Seriously, for a moment, Stephen, had me going, how is that possible? Wait. I mean, that's where I went.
There is because another I'm word. So there custom- is another musical word like diminution? Something like that. That means the same thing. But so he was saying that decrescendo didn't exist. And I'm just like,
huh. In what country?
Where? So
in Latin?
But we made up in all this.
You
well.
Made up? I
you gotta stick with Chicago. Bite down!
Steven, every website, our website, ESPN Pigskin Pick'em, I have the Vikings. I have to go in and change it because I'm befuddled. Yes, and I'm usually wrong on the games at the top of the table as we go through our show, and I'm right on the games that are at the bottom. So I'm tempted to copy you on the top because that's where I'm usually wrong.
Yes.
The more important the game, the more likely Steven is to be right. The less important the game is, the more important I am to be right.
And you're welcome, by the way. On our website, I went back in and added all of your games from week 12 Thanksgiving.
What I got, 122, 123?
I don't know. I got to go look.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But I'm around 123, which is unfortunately not bad this year. tough year. Steven, I gotta think that this old Bears defense has got pride. Oh, my gosh. Adrian Peterson will, trust me, 200 yards, not out of the question for Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. I'm starting him everywhere, and I'm loving life. But I don't think – the fact – if he hadn't ripped off – what did he do? 230 last year, last week?
210.
210 last year, and they still managed to lose?
Last week.
And they still managed to lose?
Yeah, but that was a different situation on the road. And as I've said all along, Christian Ponder, a different person at home than he is on the road. This is a home game, and the fact that they have the confidence –
Is Chris Ponder really that much – and Christian – Chris, I'm sorry, whatever I call you. Chris just seems more natural, but if you prefer Christian, that's fine.
So here's the standings
Now. Is I don't care about anything else.
Okay.
Is Ponder a markedly better quarterback at home, even of late? Because he's got no one to throw to. Percy Harvin's going IR.
Yes, that is a big...
He's got nobody to throw to.
That right there almost made me change my pick. But the fact that it's at home... And they've been doing well without Harvin, because Harvin's already missed like the last several games.
I know.
And that, you know, started a little bit of his demise because he was kind of a weapon that he'd like to go to.
Kind of.
I think he is now relying on Kyle Rudolph, which I love, by the way.
No, we all love Kyle Rudolph, but he was limited in practice. He's probable, but he's got a shoulder injury.
He won't play.
I know he's going to play because he has to.
He's going to be all
It's going to leave Jerome Simpson, Michael Jenkins.
Which I like Simpson, by the way.
I mean, I even think Jerome Felton might get some balls at the fullback position because you don't got much there. Toby Gerhardt, is he back? Because they're going to need him to catch some balls in the slot. Steven, this team is hurting. But I'm going to trust you and thank you later. And I'm going back to the Vikings. Then for no other reason than I'm lazy.
So you're
and I don't want to have to update the websites.
Well, anyways, Jeff, what I'm saying is I'm at 129, you're at 123 overall season picks. So there you go.
You're at 129.
129.
And I'm at what?
You're at 123.
123. So I was right about that. Okay. So I'm on the Vikings now, which is where I'm more comfortable anyways, because frankly, Bad Jay Cutler is due to show up any minute now.
Right.
He's overdue.
Tomorrow.
He's the guy who shows up. He's the stepdad who shows up New Year's Eve with your Christmas present. Okay? That's Jay Cutler and how due he is to be bad. It's Christmas. It's New Year's Eve. Not Christmas Eve. It's New Year's Eve. And he shows up with your Christmas present. He shows up a little drunk at your mom's house with your Christmas present. Dude, I'm sorry I missed Christmas. And you're like, really, Dad? That's Jay Cutler and how due he is to go bad. Okay, overdue.
That's a horrible analogy.
Yeah, but it's called funny. I got more of my power rankings. If you like really mean things, you need to read my power rankings regularly. New ones up right now at NFLRNR.com. Bears, Vikings, we've settled. Ravens at Redskins. Who dat say they're going to win this game? Dude, Ravens, Redskins, you kidding me? This would be El Juego Grande if we didn't have Texans Patriots.
Yes.
Okay?
This is
and it will
game.
Be on Sky at 6 p.m.
Good game.
With Big Kev and Neil and the crew
good
breaking
game.
It down for you.
Ooh, I need to hurry up and send them my...
You have not sent your fantasy celebrity picks. Good job, Steven.
Well, just so that Carl and Neil
Thursday
and everyone else knows...
Night football kicks
you know,
off
it's
in a
not,
few minutes.
You know, they say, like, oh, Steven's winning because he takes so long to make... No, I'm getting them in last minute, too, because I got a life and I got things and we're working and we're doing all kinds of stuff, so I will get it in.
How many kids does Cadle have that live in Britain?
Know.
He's never mentioned them.
No,
just saying
is all.
Just inferring is all.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I'm adding to the colloquialisms
is
of
all.
NFL Rants and Raves is just inferring because I'm not saying I'm just inferring,
just inferring that.
He probably doesn't even have kids. And he's here talking about how hard he's working, how stressed out he is, and that it's so difficult to be him. It's difficult to be us, too.
It is.
All right. I've got the Ravens. I'm nervous as heck about this because I want to take the Redskins.
I'm with you, too.
I want to take the Redskins.
I'm only taking five row teams this week.
One, two, three, four.
And so...
Oh, five being the Cowboys. So the rest of our picks are the same. So the show's over.
Really?
We agree on the rest.
All right, well,
one of them's obvious. Broncos, duh.
Yeah.
Falcons, Panthers, duh. Jets, Jags, probably duh.
No, I can't take the Jets.
Good,
man. I'm done
good,
with the
good,
Jets.
Good. Because they're terrible, and they're on the road against the worst team. This is the true ugly bowl. Okay,
sorry.
Ravens, Redskins, a great game. Yeah. We don't want to diss it. It's time.
No, I have Baltimore simply because, look, had they
Hail
won last week?
To the
had they
Redskins.
Gone out and squeaked out that win against the Steelers last week? I'm
Hail
taking Washington.
Victory.
But because they lost, Harbaugh hates to lose back-to-back games. He will have his team ready for RG3, and they will find a way to get the win.
How do you beat the pistol? With a shotgun.
The problem that I saw from the Giants is their defensive ends had zero discipline.
Okay.
You have to be.
So your DEs have to be completely focused and locked in.
And
what are they supposed? What are they supposed to read, Steven? Let's say you've got the best defensive ends in the game.
What I would tell my defense, you're reading whether he hands off the ball or not. You
so
cannot
follow
commit.
The ball.
You cannot commit until the running back
do not
has
move your
bohocus.
You can shuffle your feet up and down.
Yeah.
But you're not going forward or backward until you know where that ball is.
100%.
Shuffle your feet all you like to get up ahead of
because
steam.
Because absolute 100% your job
know where that ball is
to contain the quarterback from getting to the outside. I can't tell you how many times Umeniora, JPP, and Tuck all
got
crashed
beaten.
Down
right.
for the running back
and just blew
and
right
RG3
by.
RG3 was like,
the
see you later.
Little Linda Ronstadt.
You have to make sure RG3 gets rid of the ball before you proceed because your job is to not let them get him behind. Because, if RG3 takes one step, and you've taken one step in, he is gone.
It's too
You're
late.
You're not catching him.
The party's over.
So, but that's the other thing. I think the Ravens' defense is a little bit disciplined. So I think they
More
will.
More disciplined, you would say.
Yes.
I mean, because no one's going to say that the Giants' front guys are not really good.
They weren't. They're really good, but they weren't disciplined. What
now,
I'm saying.
The Giants, they run a 4-3, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, so... What we have at Baltimore is a 3-4.
Yeah, but you
but
still...
But they're going to be playing a lot of hands in the dirt. They're going to be bringing guys up to play.
You still have an outside linebacker
and they'll be bringing
who kind of comes in. The great thing about the 3-4 is you don't know which outside linebacker is going to come. It's going to come from one or the other side. You just don't know which. And sometimes what the Ravens do, they send both.
T. Suggs did not practice questionable for week 14. See, you get T. Suggs on that line, trust me, you ain't getting by him. So you're going to force all the action the other direction, to the other side.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what you want to do in the pistol, which is options. You want all your options available to you. Yes. And when you've got a dominant player that can line up on the end, then you've got a lot of trouble. Because right now, in the 3-4, I don't think that they've got a problem. Haloti Ngata is a beast.
I think that...
But you're not going to use him in that situation. You're going to bring in a fourth. That was a tap of the finger miss. My bad.
I do believe that RG3 and the Redskins will have some success, but you know, in all for all his, they only scored 17 points against.
What
the
do
Redskins.
You say about the after the Ravens and the Steelers play each other that next week? They got nothing left because they beat the tar out of each other every week.
That's true.
I know, and for now they're on the road
for the winner. The loser generally kicks it up a notch the next week.
No. Okay. I see the logic, but is there math to go with that?
The winner leaves left. I mean, trust me, the Steelers left it all on the table.
Oh, I saw the tearful embrace.
Right.
That's as emotional as you get.
And they are very fortunate. The only reason I'm taking the Steelers this week is because they're at home against the San Diego Chargers.
And if you can't beat the Chargers in your house, get out of your house. Time to move.
You know, San Diego's got to come all the way from the West Coast. It's going to be...
Oh, yeah, and San Diego sucks.
Well, that too.
They've been norved.
You're just going to name... You're going to give every team one name from one of their players or coaching staff.
I'm quoting Al.
So
Adam
the Cowboys Scheid. Have been garroted?
Adam Scheid said that they've been norved they've been this norved. Morning, and okay. I laughed out loud just like you did. I'm like, wow, that's harsh. Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, that is the case.
So I've got the Ravens. I think that they bounce back off that loss, and they get it right. And the thing is, and here's a little thing, little Cam Cameron,
little
offensive
Cam
coordinator.
Cameron, OC.
You got a guy named Little Ray Rice. Mm. Give him the ball more,
My
man.
Powerful rankings. How give do you dude. Get – how do you give him the ball 12 times last week?
Ridiculous. If he is my running back, I'm telling
you. He's not your running back. Offensively, he's your franchise.
I'm saying he's my running back. I'm making sure he's touching the ball 25 to 30 times per game.
He
25
was,
to 30.
It was infuriating.
And for
it was
you
like
to not even give him half
for
of that?
85 yards? Yeah. What is that average? That average tells you you could have won this game.
Yeah.
Just give him the damn ball. And I'm not talking about all those losses in fantasy football, but those matter too. Those matter,
Richard
too.
Richard Paris just sent us a tweet on Twitter saying, despite what Jeff says, and he spelled your name,
G-E-O-F-F. Yes. Moron. I'm an American, not an Americant. Not a Brit. We spell J-E-F-F here, okay?
Can we please have the return of Professor Playoffs?
You didn't spell my name right.
Get your name right.
I bet he spelled Professor Playoffs right.
He did spell Professor Playoffs right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You know, Caltech is currently undergoing fumigation. Maybe that's why we haven't been able to get a hold of him. I didn't know that Big Bang Theory was a Caltech show or Geeks or... Yeah, I think Big Bang... Did you know that? Because you don't watch it probably either.
Big Bang Theory?
It's like supposed to be at Caltech.
Oh, okay.
They're all geeks and stuff and... Didn't know.
Don't know
it's a Pasadena show. Didn't know.
Oh, my God. So someone just
need
tweeted.
Need to watch more TV. Twitter time.
John Makota of Dallas Morning News just tweeted a picture of the Cowboys locker room has just become open and available for players to, you know, everybody pretty much that is a beat writer right now is around Tony Romo's locker room. This picture is.
Locker.
Locker, I'm sorry.
He doesn't have a room.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't have a room just to himself. That's
next
right.
to his spot is his best friend forever, Jason Witten.
Yeah. This picture's pretty wild.
Just the crowd around him?
Yeah. It's like...
See if
humanity. There are other players! Hello! No. Just want to talk to Rama.
Tony's holding court. Well, it's only because Jerry's not down there. But I'm bump.
All right. So there you go.
We both got the Ravens.
We do.
Final. I'm still going to ponder this all weekend.
Okay, ponder it all you want.
Saints at Giants. Games of importance. This is a humdinger. Another tough
Los
pick.
Saints de Nueva York. No.
Nueva York Saints.
No. The Saints of New Orleans.
New Orleans. How do you say? What's an Orleans?
I don't know what an Orleans is. A New Orleans.
I have no idea. It sounds French.
I know it is French.
And I've never taken any French, so I can't help you. Well, that's not true. In fourth grade, we had a thing with a cassette tape and a little book and a little video screen. That was the extent of my French.
Le problème pour le français.
Okay. Play ball. Saints at Giants. Steven, this truly is a crapshoot.
Look, everything inside of me and the, shall I say, the bias that I cannot escape.
Deny. The bias you cannot deny.
Deny. Says, dude, you got to take the Saints.
Exactly. Because if the Giants lose, there's a cluster F in the NFC North.
They're at home. They're coming off an embarrassing loss.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Tuck's already talking smack about Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I got to take the Giants. They got to bounce back.
I got the Giants, too, and it's going to be
But you know what? You know where my allegiance is going to be.
I'm rooting for the Saints.
Drew Brees, baby. Come on,
Drew. I'm rooting
for the Saints. You got to bounce back from a 5-pick performance.
You do.
Right?
You do. But you know what? After I looked back on the last 5-interception performance that we've had, and that was Matthew Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. He came back the next week, threw 1 touchdown.
Ooh.
So much for your theory of bouncing back from humiliation.
But
Matt
they still
Ryan
won that
it.
Game, though.
They did, but it was not a good performance by the quarterback.
Yes.
But so all that's interesting.
All you need to know is last year, Saints 49, Giants 24. Okay? They spanked the Giants.
So the Giants will be remembering that, smarting at home. And look, the Giants can play defense and the Saints can't.
But if the Saints put up 49 points this game?
I don't think Eli has a prayer. They've got to keep the Saints. And the Saints have been able to be kept to 35, 31 points recently. Yeah. Yeah. And I think they do it in this game. By the way, I need to give everyone their NFL Rants and Raves weather report.
Yes.
Looking for possible chance of showers pretty much everywhere there's football this weekend, except for California.
Even in Cincinnati? Cincinnati Cowboy game?
Absolutely. Yeah. Rain is at least 50% chance of rain.
I actually want it to come down hard. I mean,
at least 50% chance of rain. Jacksonville should be dry, so Florida Panhandle should be dry. California should be dry. And then the big one, we should have our first snowfall for Lions-Packers.
I'm going to stop you there for just a second. Whenever you say California, please don't ever immediately follow it with big one. Okay? Just don't do it.
California big one?
Yeah. The big one.
The earthquakes that never happened. I'm not jinxing nothing. My son's never experienced an earthquake that made him go, is that an earthquake?
He wasn't around for Northridge?
He was born right after that. And my son, with his red beard, being Santa Claus, looking like a stud Tom Brady male model, and looking like he's probably, 30 years old?
He wants to be a model. If he could be a model, he can.
He can if he wants to.
I will call some people right now. He would get.
You just need to wave the do-re-mi in front of him because he thinks it's gay. So
dude.
He did it as a gag. Yeah. He did it as a gag.
No, I know
you,
he did.
You wave some do-re-mi in front of him and try. He'll do anything.
Yes, trust me, Jordan.
Short of snuff films.
Yeah,
he'll do almost anything for an easy buck.
Yes,
and modeling is a relatively easy buck.
Trust me.
Don't tell me
how
hard.
He looks good in the suit.
He looks
the kid
great
looks
in
great
suit.
In the suit.
I know, but the look that he gave with the eyes
that
floored me.
If he can do that
floored
look.
Me. But he's doing it for comedy value.
But he just when you go to your,
it's a joke.
Do your job.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Just do it.
Those eyes were so seductive that it troubled me as a parent in ways. I thought I had problems with my daughter.
It troubled
Lord.
You do have problems with your daughter,
but
by the way.
Now I've got problems with her brother. So he's never experienced an earthquake, Stephen. That's how long it's been. If you've been living in fear day after day since Northridge, you've got a nephew that has got a big, hairy, red beard and could be a big stud Tom Brady kind of model.
Yeah, are we going to play poker again when he's here for the holidays?
Yeah, he's home for a month.
We got to do that.
He's home for a month. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, he was telling me that he's going to be here for a month.
So stoked. Can't wait to have him.
Good
home.
Stuff there. We both have then the
we
New
both
York
got the Giants, but I'm not comfortable with this.
I am not either.
You're not either. So here we go. Games of interest.
The Denver Broncos on Thursday Night Football, because Thursday Night Football. I don't even know. What is the song
with
CeeLo?
It's the fan thing.
Yes. I don't know how
that
about
didn't really work.
CeeLo. What was it? CeeLo.
Don't care.
The big black dude is named CeeLo.
I'm glad.
Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go.
There.
I want my football.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a football.
Yeah, yeah.
So give me your football. Does he say football like 800 times?
Football. football.
Football. That's Thursday night football.
So Kara's got another game tonight, so I assume you're going to miss radio to attend her soccer
no.
match tonight.
And I texted her. I apologized
did
for
you?
Tuesdays.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
So I'm very
Were you
sorry.
Buying flowers for your wife instead of coming to Kara's game like you promised?
First of all,
Broke
there was
heart.
No promise. I told her that I would try to make it.
She was going on the whole way to the game. She's just like, oh, my gosh. So Uncle Steven's supposed to be there.
Oh, come
on. No, but she made a list.
Yes.
And Andrew's supposed to come, and Robbie's supposed to come, and Robbie is
the guy.
The guy.
Okay.
And
I'm sure he was more important to be there.
He's the only one who showed besides me.
Really?
That was the disappointment. The fact that Robbie was there.
That's
made it
all that,
so it
yeah,
didn't matter
yeah.
that you weren't there.
Yeah, because she wasn't even going to talk to me anyways.
And so I had actually get
but
her
I,
after
I did,
postgame.
I told her that she needs to make sure that I get her schedule. And I promised that I what I did promise is I will make several games this season.
Several? That's a commitment.
That is.
So next one's tonight at 4 and
but
you've
is
got
it
radio.
Home?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The point is,
I
you
could
can
do
miss
radio
CeeLo
from
not with any quality.
Yeah, I know.
The ISD inbox rules the school, people.
It does. We spoiled them, man. We have spoiled them.
We shelled out our hard-earned dollars
we did.
On this thing. $2,000 and then some change to get it fixed.
Yes.
And what a fiasco.
And then,
but it's
and
a
then
$6,000 device.
Oh, by the way, we got a bill.
I got a bill. That's good. More yeah. bills. Good. If
I need
only
to
I
change
could meet a bill name
I need to change
to the P.O. box.
To the P.O. box so that it doesn't come here.
But then I'd have to go to the P.O. box. We don't
do
ever
you,
get mail there.
Do you check it ever?
They send me an email when I have real mail. It's
oh,
really,
really
awesome.
Really?
United States Postal Service. Let me give them some free love.
Rock the
since
world.
They never, yeah. They send you an email when you got mail at your P.O. box.
That is Woo-hoo. Cool. That is really cool.
All right.
I like that.
Broncos, Raiders. Come on. Broncos, we know it's Thursday
Denver
night
people.
Football.
I mean,
you can't Denver. Take the road team on Thursday night football unless they're playing the Raiders. And then you take the road team twice.
Yes.
Broncos favored by 10, Steven. What says you?
Broncos.
About right.
14.
Yeah,
actually.
I think they probably cover the spread.
A couple touchdowns.
Yeah, that's what cover. Craziness is coming up tonight on Thursday Night Football, which is why you should blow
the
off Talk Sport extra time.
The Raiders are having
and
problems
my
with
game.
McClain. They've kind of pretty much told him he can't even practice right now with the team. And so they don't. Their defense is in shambles. And, you know, Darren McFadden is now healthy, but they don't know if he's going to play because, you know.
Does it matter?
Really? Well, do we really want him
Darius
out there?
Darius Hayward Bay has been healthy. So?
Well,
so?
Yeah, that's a different story.
It is, but that's the team. That is the team.
I got Denver.
I got Denver in a route on
One
Thursday Night Football.
One of the few teams on the road.
It's a game of interest because you get to see his greatness play.
Football.
It's Thursday Night Football, which is always fun. And you get to watch the Raiders get their butts kicked, which is kind of
Buffalo
fun, too.
Buffalo
Bills host the St. Louis Rams. 5-6-1 versus 5-7.
I'm a little shocked that your and one team, you're not going with them on the road here.
How'd you know I'm not?
Because we already agreed we've got the same
Damn
picks
it.
The rest of
Damn
the way.
It. Damn it. No, I wanted to take the Rams. I looked for reasons to take the Rams. But what did they do last week? Another overtime.
Yeah.
And
all
now
the
you're
way,
traveling.
An entire quarter.
And now you're traveling, and it's going to be cold in Buffalo. It's not going to be snowing like it will be in Green Bay. Yes, Green Bay. We're going to finally get snow. Finally.
I love snow.
By the way, to everyone in jolly old England who got their first snowfall yesterday, congratulations. Enjoy it. Hope you all had fun. Hope the kids missed school.
Jolly old England. I like that.
They got their snow yesterday, which was fun. Richard was woken to screaming children looking out the curtains. Yay!
So the
yeah,
thing,
the
Jeffrey.
The Bills, C.J. Spiller. Is going to be enough to beat this team by
yeah,
himself.
And to add more fuel to your fire.
Perryfield?
The last time the Rams.
Still coach there? That would have been funny. I was with New York.
The last time the Rams went to overtime with the Niners and they
Next
played
week,
that whole
extra,
you know,
period.
Extra period, basically, and it was a tie. The following week, they laid an egg against the Jets.
Yeah. If you lost to the Jets, there was a problem the week before.
Right. And so this week.
Same thing.
They're going to Buffalo. So.
And I think on a neutral field, you're a better team. Oh, you know what? Vegas has Bills -3.
Yeah, I got the Bills.
This game is going to be a close game, but at the end, the exhaustion just gets to you and the elements. And the fact that, look, Danny Amendola is still not there.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but the 8-4 Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, that's right.
Hosting the Tennessee Titans.
Why is the game of interest? Because Indianapolis is 8-4.
And the fact is awesome. That with another two wins, they're in the playoffs.
2 out of 4. Just win half.
Hey.
Just win half. And, hey. Oh, and by the way, this week.
If you got $5 and you got to get somebody $250, you'll be a set. I love what he says. That line's
you
awesome.
Do like when he this says those
things.
This is
one of my favorites. Well, it's funny. I mean, come on. Think about
it. The first thing to get is the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
You only got to win half of your remaining games and we're going to start you with a win?
We're going to start you with
God. The Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, dude, they're a shambles. They're a shell.
Yes.
They've stopped.
And you know what? You
Chris
better
Johnson
win.
Stopped.
You better win the two that you're supposed to because there's two there that they're playing against the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that's going to be hard, but Houston probably not going to be playing.
They're yeah, you played them dude, the last game of the season.
If things go correctly this week, they could be playing for nothing the remainder of the
That's
season.
That's true. That is true.
Except for getting healthy and getting ready to host a playoff game after your first round bye.
Really?
My Lord.
So they'll sit starters? So they get fined by Commissioner David Stern?
David Stern is all powerful, but I think his power stops short
he
of.
He can't fine NFL teams
for sitting
starters. Okay.
He'll try. Don't get me wrong. They'll just return his text message with, seriously?
Sports Illustrated report, David Stern is trying to fine the Houston Texans.
For not starting players.
$250,000.
Yeah, good luck there, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both love the Colts in this game. They're favored by 5. It seems a little on the conservative side to me, being that they're at home.
I think they're being conservative. But the Titans, man, they just, hey, God. What happened? I mean, literally, when I saw their record at 4-8, for a second, I thought they were the team you picked to cheer for this season.
That's funny as hell.
I'm glad you laughed. Good.
No, my team's worse. They don't have 4 wins.
What?
Nice.
Really?
Panthers with 3-9.
They're 3-9. Ow, man. I'm sorry.
Yeehaw. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
It
so
is.
Yeah. Next, we've got Chargers at Steelers. Steven.
Pittsburgh, dude.
Pittsburgh.
I don't even want. I am done.
Don't care who's quarterbacking.
I'm done talking about the Chargers, dog. I really am. I like Phillip Rivers. I enjoyed my time with him this summer.
Me too.
But you know what?
I still want to hang it on his offensive line.
Well, you got to. I mean, they've been awful all year long.
Yeah.
And my only concern about Phillip is that after there's a turnover that comes because he gets blindsided, you know, blindside hit, you know, and you fumble the ball.
He's still probably throwing across his body on that blindsided hit, by the way.
No, but, you know, this last time against Cincinnati, he gets hit from the back. He fumbles the ball, and he gets up like same old,
yeah.
You know? There was.
I don't know how you practice expressions on your face.
Dude's been beaten down to the point.
Do you practice expressions on your face?
Yes, you have to.
As a quarterback, I think you probably should.
You have to.
You need to get in front of a mirror and practice your expressions of disappointment, of concern, of anger and frustration.
Yeah.
Because everyone's watching you.
Everyone and your body language cannot.
Speaks volumes. And can sometimes get a little extra out of people and sometimes have them give a little less.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing in San Diego is a little less. They've been norved. That's all there is to it, and it's too bad. The Philadelphia Eagles, Steve, go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What says you about this one?
Look, I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was really close to taking the Eagles.
Why?
Only because they're not going down without a fight.
Okay.
I'll
they
give
have
them
some
this
integrity.
Much, that it's not like they're just like, we rolled over, we packed our bags, we ready
they
to go.
They fired
ahead.
Another coach. They let Babineau
go. You know
go.
What? I really think that is the coach they should have fired before Castillo.
Well, I would agree with you. Andy Reid is going down with as much dignity as this team is going to allow him, but it's not very much. Tampa Bay, I so want them in the playoffs. I don't think they'll do it. They have
not
too tough a schedule.
Well, and
they're a fun team.
The problem with the Bucs is they don't have any tiebreakers over anybody.
Yeah.
So that kind of That kind of hurts them.
They'll be 7-6 with 3 to play, though, after they beat down the Philadelphia Eagles. Vegas has them -7.5 favorites at home there in Tampa, St. Pete.
Because if I, unless I am mistaken, they lost to the Redskins. They lost to the Cowboys. Am I right? Yeah, they lost to the Redskins 24-22. They lost to the Cowboys.
Ask me 16-10. Again. I want to do that a little louder. Ask me again. I want to do it a little louder.
They lost to the Redskins, right?
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, my streak's now L2, by the way, for people who care about ESPN streak for the cash.
Yes.
Just because, congratulations to Liverpool. In Group A, they won 1-0 at Udinese.
There you go. So they don't have any tiebreakers on anyone. So it's going to be tough. They're going to have to win out, and then they're going to need some people to lose.
And they're
going to
need help.
Lossy help.
Dolphins at 49ers. Why is this game a game of interest, Steven?
Well, because the 49ers need to bounce back.
Yeah, and Jeff, they're going home, and they get the Dolphins, so they do it. They're favored by 10.
Yeah.
It's a napper.
I'm actually not.
The Dolphins.
I'm not taking the Dolphins.
I'll give you, just to get back in the challenge game department, I'll give you $4 to take the Dolphins. Just gratis.
Oh my God! This is what we did in London, where you were paying me to make a pick.
Yes, I'm buying a challenge game win. They are hard to come by this year.
Yes, they are.
And so I'm gonna buy myself a win.
Take the freaking bucks.
If you think they have a chance in hell, $4.
I need 3 more so I can have lunch.
It's not even the torn ones up here. These are all the whole ones.
Yes.
Trisha, your husband passed up $4 free cash. Just letting you know how he rolls.
I can't take Miami.
Win by 2 goals. They're hosting the Greek Palatinaikos. Do Spurs win by 2 goals?
Yes.
In Group J play?
Yes.
Wow.
You should take them.
Wow. I'm just clicking on Spurs. That's hard to do as an Arsenal guy.
I know.
It's hard to do.
But remember, this is for streak for the cast. You're not cheering for them. You're just
I'm switching back over to the Greek squad to win, draw, or lose by 1. Thanks very much. Taking my options here: win, lose, or draw by 1.
Ivana says I'm legend. Thank you, Ivana.
She is so sweet.
Yes,
it's very unfortunate that she likes you better than me. Just like my mom. She doesn't call me a legend.
Just like my mom.
Just like my mom, Cam Newton's mom. I'm just warming my arm up. Dude, I cracked that guy up at lunch yesterday.
You did.
We're sitting at a bar having lunch, Steven and I, and I said, all I said was, I'm just warming my arm up. And this guy at the bar just he had a guffaw.
Yeah, he did.
He did not. He spontaneously laughed and did not mean to.
All right. So we both have the Niners, but Jeffrey.
And you're $4 poor.
I am. But I am going to be cheering. You know where my allegiances are going to be in this game?
Not with Miami.
With Miami.
Allegiance?
Yes.
Why?
I am going to cheer for them. The Niners have rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh has fallen afoul of Stephen Miranda. You've received the ire of Stephen Miranda.
The wrong way.
And Jim Harbaugh has rubbed Stephen Miranda the wrong way.
Yes, and when you rub me the wrong way, you will get cheered against. And that's what's happening in this game.
Probably want a shower.
Now, if they win and if they do cover the spread and they win the way they're supposed to and they look fantastic,
Kaepernick
I will be back. I don't buy it. I have not bought into it.
Two games on the road. He gets to come home.
All right.
Cardinals at Sea Sloths. 4-8, 7-5, 125 game on Fox.
Jeffrey, the Cardinals are going to John Skelton.
All right, I'm taking the Seahawks,
yeah, so am I.
And maybe even the 10 points that their Vegas is serving up on a plate.
The Cardinals are bad, dog.
Cardinals are bad.
Free Larry Fitzgerald.
Free Larry. Free Larry.
Free Larry.
Free Larry.
Free Larry. Everybody who's listening right now, Join in!
Free Larry!
Free. And if you are listening, get everybody around you. If you're in the tube, wherever you
strangers.
Are, everybody just start yelling with you.
Free Larry! Free Larry! Free Larry!
We want it so loud that hopefully Larry Fitzgerald hears it and the Arizona Cardinals.
Somewhere. He's laying in a pool of his own tears and his heart says, wait. Somebody out there gives a damn.
Free Larry! Free Larry! Free Larry!
There you go.
Poor Larry Fitzgerald.
I feel sorry for
that. What are we
going
to do when we see his dad again this year? We see his dad every year.
Give him a hug and just say, will you please pass this along?
Big man. I don't approach big men and hug them.
I'm going to give him a hug. I'm going to say, sir,
but he's got your skin complexion, so he probably won't hit you.
He'll be okay with me. You, he probably hit. Me, I'm going to say, sir, please just pass this along to your son.
And my partner would like to hug you as well.
Yeah,
with will your you permission.
Allow him? Yes. And give pass that along to your son.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr. is a wonderfully kind man.
Yes.
And, Mr. Fitzgerald,
we just want you to say that we are on board with the
whole
Free Larry.
We're trying to lead people to get him out of there. Give him a chance.
All right. So we both have Seattle winning at home. And Jeffrey, I will just quickly mention, I brought this to your attention yesterday, with 4 weeks left in the season, it's start time, people are going to look back to week three, when Seattle got their touchception. And because there's a playoff
we have,
spots.
Unfortunately, the touchception will likely result in playoff implications.
Yes, there will be playoff implications.
And, Steven, I think it's proper. It's unfortunate, but it's proper.
Because it's a part of the season.
You do not go with the nonsense that you went with at the beginning of this season and say, oh, there won't be any consequences.
Yeah.
There must be consequences. Some team must get hurt because of the poor decision you made with these officials going into this and how you bargained with them. There should be consequences, and unfortunately, there likely is to be. And it could be Lions at the Green Bay Packers in the first snow game of the season. 4-8 versus 8-4, football night in America on NBC.
How important is a first-round bye?
Steven, I was hearing your words as I was yesterday afternoon seated out in the patio smoking a few pipes of tobacco. And
then someone hawked, and you were like, who is that jerk hawking the horn?
And it was Miranda, and he wanted to drop off my air compressor. Did it work?
No, I told you.
So you actually broke my air compressor.
No, I don't have the tool. Did you just need to close
it? A crescent wrench?
Yes, I don't
have a crescent wrench?
I don't.
You call yourself a man and you don't have a crescent wrench?
I'm buying one.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to return your Christmas present and get you a multi-tool.
Do not get me tools for Christmas.
Steven hates tools for Christmas.
I will throw them at you.
And Steven would love what I got him for Christmas, but that should be said.
Are you joining it with my birthday present? Is this a joint birthday?
I didn't get you anything for your birthday?
No, you kind of let my birthday slide.
It tends to coincide at the beginning of the football season.
Yeah.
It tends to get a little busy. I thought I gave you the beginning of the football season.
The NFL. It did start on my birthday this year.
I thought I was a great gift. If you want me to take it back, that's fine.
No, do not take it back. I enjoyed thoroughly. Right. So you put it together, and you got me a great big giant present.
It's more than I should spend.
Okay, well, then there you go. You just say it's a joint present.
But it wasn't. It's more than I should have spent.
Well, thank you for spending more on me than anybody else. We usually do that for people we love.
Well, how about my beer tender?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
You enjoy it. You get a lot of use from that, don't you?
It's still in the garage from the last card game.
We need to have another one.
It's empty.
I had a blast with the Whites and Jordan.
Yeah. And now that we've got kids that are fun to play cards with and competitive,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
When you've got
stuff.
A kid that's 28, you're old.
Is he 28?
He's old. Tyler is old.
He's really 28?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Well, Matt's 23, so yeah, he's 28.
Matt's going to be soon enough, old enough now to play with us, too.
Yeah, but I don't want him playing.
Really? Is he not a good player?
No, it's just that's not his thing.
Oh, okay.
He's much more of the artsy group versus the earthy group, if you will. And this is an earthy thing.
Are the Reefs coming down,
no,
Adam?
No.
For the holidays?
No.
Adam, I know you're listening, dude. What am I? Come on down here and have some holiday with us.
Leave the gulch.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to snow. Just like every year. You know what it's going to be like down here? Well, I don't know, about 65.
Although what Alan's probably yelling at me is, Miranda, you know, you always say you're going to come up and you never do. I do.
Well, as soon as you get telephone working and a flush toilet, we're going to be up there.
You're so mean. Oh, man. We're having
internet.
Way too much fun. We haven't even noticed the time.
They have satellite internet, Steven. It's so, he's so remote.
Really?
Yeah.
Where, through the dish? That's how it's
a
internet?
Satellite dish, yeah. Where your uploads are horribly slow. Might as well be a phone. I think it is still a phone line for uploads.
Yeah.
But your download speeds are fine.
Yeah.
But it's satellite because he's out in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yes. Gulf for gulch. But I want to get on those bikes that Didi and Kara were doing. That's what I want to do.
I know. We motorcycle, we fish, we do it all.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, Emma was just glamoring to me the other day how she wants to go fishing.
She probably would be good at it.
Yeah, Emma's weird, dude.
She's that's well said.
I love my kid.
Lions Packers. So we were talking about the touchreception and its fallout.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. And I asked you how important is the bye. I think it's very important
for
your team.
So what I'm seeing there smoking my pipes and I'm thinking about I'm in 8 of 10 fantasy football leagues. I'm still in it.
Awesome. Because I'm only in 5.
I am stunned. But I still need, like, one of them, I need 3 teams to lose.
Okay.
I mean, that's asking for a lot.
It is, but it can happen.
But if it happens, I'm in there. So I'm really laboring over fantasy rosters. And then I hear Miranda's voice from lunch. Yeah, I got a first-round bye this week in fantasy football.
Yeah.
And all I'm thinking is, how amazing, because so many of the games, I got to beat Jordan this week to get into League 8.
Okay.
To win my division of League 8. So it'll still be you, Jordan, and I in League 8 going to the
playoffs
again.
Again.
That kid's good.
Yeah.
He's not just a great model and a great super sexy Santa, but he's a good fantasy football player too. And so, first round bye. I'm like, could you imagine just a first round bye in fantasy football?
Yeah.
Because a win is so difficult in fantasy football because you cannot predict individual performances.
Right.
I have put together some of the sexiest week-to-week rosters for Sky Sports, and they've got me 70 points. When I put together this week's team and I sent it in to Carl and Glenn, I wrote, this should be good enough for 75 points this week. That's what I wrote. And this is a all-star stud team. And yet, you don't know. So a week bye. And then I went the next step, Steven. Fantasy football week bye. What's a real bye week in the NFL worth?
Yeah.
What is that worth? I'm like, holy crap. Physically what it takes out of you. Mentally what it takes out of you preparing for a game.
Well, and now and this then is a playoff game
now. The chance of
now.
Injuries. And it's a playoff game. You're going to the playoffs, and you don't have to play the first one. How much? It was a long answer, but that's how important a first round bye is.
Well, that
the
is
touch
basically where the Green Bay Packers are because of that call. If they had that win, which was their win,
but Seattle got credit for it.
Right now, they would be in the number 2 spot,
and Seattle might not be even clamoring for a playoffs.
Exactly.
That's how big that ended up being.
Right now, Seattle's got the number 6 seed.
They could win their division still.
And they still are a chance to catch the San Francisco
49ers. Unbelievable. Because of the touchception, people.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it yet. When they do, say, Steven said it first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's time for the nap game, Steven.
Nap game! We both have the Packers, we should explain. We both have Green Bay in that one. The Lions defense, everybody talks about how great their offense is, and Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford and Scheffler and Pettigrew and all the guys that they got.
And a Partridge and a Pettigrew.
But their defense has really been lacking this year.
Significantly. Yeah. Steven, here's my quote from my powerful rankings where Detroit slides down to 24 in my power ranking. 24.
That's down.
Given the past decade, now I want people to put on their thinking caps. Stop what you're doing and put on your thinking caps, okay? Given the past decade, I am ready to call last season the aberration and call this season normal.
Huh.
Why not? Well, a lot of the players have changed. The coaching staff has changed. But the results, go back a decade, look at every single season. 4 wins, 4 wins, no wins. 1 win, 4 wins. 7 wins, 4 wins. They're at 4-8 right now.
Yeah.
They're going to probably finish with 5 wins, maybe 6. And it's going to be considered one of the greatest disappointments in sports. I challenge you. No, it's not. Last year was really weird. This team sucks. We need a free Calvin Johnson chant as much as we need a free Larry.
We might need to have to
start because playing. Look.
Although I'm going to give it to Calvin Johnson, the moment he heard that the Madden curse was upon him,
he started bawling.
He turned it up
He's
a
like,
notch.
You freaking kidding me? They're putting that nonsense on us?
Yeah, he turned it up a notch. His numbers, dude. He's in position to catch Jerry Rice's single season record for yards
on
in
a team
season.
With nothing.
With nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Do I think Matthew Stafford's great? Yeah.
But what Calvin Johnson has done in the last 4 weeks, mind-boggling. He said, take this Madden curse. Miranda, all that Madden curse you're talking about, take this. And it's like, okay, I hear you, bud. You're okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Oh, and Jeffrey, by the way, even if you were to lose against Jordan, if someone else loses, you might still get in.
Thanks for looking. So
there you go. I just wanted you
appreciate
to
appreciate the help there. I alluded to how mean I can be. The San Diego Chargers have fallen to 26 in my powerful rankings.
Ooh. And so they're Mossy Green now?
Oh, yes. Mossy Green starts with Buffalo.
Wow.
Buffalo, Miami, New York, Arizona, Detroit, Cleveland, San Diego, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Carolina, Jacksonville, Oakland, and Kansas City. Tell me that any of those teams are worth a damn. You can't. Okay. So here's how mean I can get. This is the San Diego Chargers at 4-8. Sad, awkward girl at party is more fun than this team.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Norv lately? So depressing.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote for the San Diego stupid Chargers.
Yes, sad, awkward.
Oh, Tennessee Titans. This was good. People should read my power rankings.
Okay, read them, people.
Tennessee Titans. On a lighter note, The Hurt Locker is a very good movie. Jake Locker, not so good.
Not so good. All right. Nap games. Time to snore, Jeff. The Kansas City Chiefs at Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got the Browns to give them a 3-game winning streak.
Hell yes. The chefs are coming to town, and you guys get a 3-game winning streak. Congratulations. The Chiefs, look, last week was all you guys could muster coming off the tragedy there. And I should read what I wrote for the Kansas City Chiefs because it is my heartfelt. Angry at your murdering teammate for making a hard season even harder to endure. Good win last week.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote for the Chiefs that are still at the bottom of the power rankings because that's what it took was something tragic just to be able to get a win.
Yeah, you didn't think about giving them a reprieve from the bottom for 1 week?
No, I did. Because
they won.
But it's like who's going to go in front of them? Think about it. Who would you make worse?
Who do you have at 31?
Well, Steven, that's the beauty. Who's at 31 is the Oakland Raiders with 3-9.
Based on what they did last week, I would drop them down one.
Losing to the Browns at home. Wow. Reaching deep into the realms of patheticness.
Yes.
So I wrote for the Oakland Raiders. But, Oakland could be the worst team in the NFL, but I think Kansas City overall is the worst team.
No, I agree that Kansas City
overall.
You
just wanted me to give them a week off
from
the bottom.
Just 1 week of a reprieve.
And then put them back? Just a show of respect or something? A sign of respect?
Just it's like piling on, you know?
And here's what I wrote in my notes. You need to know this, Stephen. Yeah. Last week's rankings were an important course correction. There was pretty dramatic shifts, which make this week's rankings even more powerful. Remember, Stephen has nothing to do with these. They and their inherent greatness are the property of Jeff alone. Literally alone.
Literally alone. You're all alone.
With my power rankings, Stephen hates them. Stephen hates these so much, he actually, for a nanosecond, thought about making his own.
I did.
Because that's how irritating he finds my power rankings.
And I don't know. I may do it. Should I do it?
late. You kind of want to start at the beginning of the season.
The season, yeah. I don't know, because then people will be like, wow, look at Jeff's. See, then they can compare and contrast.
They already do. I like this guy. I hate that guy. They already do that.
Let's hope they don't hate either of us.
Yeah, I've got haters.
So we both have the Browns.
Yeah.
Falcons Panthers. At Panthers. Divisional game, but
why are the really Falcons only favored by 3.5 on the road at Carolina? Because they're playing outdoors, and it's going to be a little rainy.
Yeah.
But I got Atlanta. They'll cover.
They will.
They'll cover. Jets, Jags. I got Jets. You got Jags.
No, no. I got the Jets. I got the Jets. The Jets, they're awful. I mean, they really are.
The Jags?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the Jets are bad. The Jags are awful.
Yeah.
Therein lies the problem, okay? The Jets still play defense.
Yes.
Okay? They still play defense.
Yeah.
And Mark Sanchez, trust me, he is a proud enough guy that being benched last week, he'll come out with fire this week.
He's got to bounce back.
He's going to come out with fire this week. And then he'll regress.
I got one more dollar, so I got to make another dollar bet.
Okay. That's Steven with gambling. I have one more dollar, so I have to make a bet. He's laughing because it's true.
All right. Should we tell the story of our first trip to Vegas?
Nope.
I wound up winning like $400 on the way out.
90 minutes.
We are. So we both have the Jets. You have Cowboys, Bengals, Bears, Vikings. It didn't even scare me, but that was good.
It didn't scare
you. Or Bears, Vikings to challenge game. Cowboys, Bengals.
I've got Vikings. You've got the Bears. Okay, that's good.
No, you got the Bears.
I made it clear.
So we only differ on Cowboys, Bengals?
You made Cowboys be the challenge game. Yeah, you did.
That can't be the only game
we differ on. Cowboy. Is locked in as the challenge game.
Wow, wait a minute.
First of all, A, you're not going to take anybody but the Cowboys. B, I'm not going to take the Cowboys. So therefore, it's the challenge game.
What if I jump on over to the Texans?
Yeah.
Would you make that one the challenge game?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't think so. So that's it. That's our program for this week.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
Thank you for allowing us to have so much fun today.
We hope you had a good time. We did.
We hope you had fun with us.
And for those who are of the Jewishly persuaded, enjoy Hanukkah beginning Saturday night.
Yes. Put on your yarmulke. It's time to celebrate. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah, drink your beer and tonica. Yeah. Gin and tonica.
Happy Hanukkah, people.